Hi, welcome to the Berry Nation podcast, where we support the bariatric community with humor, humility, and honesty. I'm April.
I'm Jason.
I'm Natalie.
Today, our
And
Berry Nation expert and Monique Coleman, Thick Chicks herself, is joining us. Hi, Monique.
Natalie.
Girl, don't worry about it.
I was about to say, it's just me.
It is not just you. It is the fabulous, wonderful Monique Coleman. Monique is a certified fitness instructor. She is the owner of Thick Chick Fitness, and she is an expert in the Berry Nation membership community. And today she's joining us for a conversation that is hopefully arriving in your ears or in your life at just the right moment. Oftentimes, we can be paralyzed when it comes to movement because we don't know where to start. We know we want to start, right? We have this like feeling, this pull, this draw to move more or to start moving. But the follow-up question is, but where is the start line? That is what today's conversation is all about. So if you are feeling stuck by movement, if you are feeling paralyzed, if you're experiencing some of this analysis paralysis when it comes to movement, this conversation is for you. We talk about this all the time with Monique, and we know that it is a big concern within our community. So we hope that you leave this conversation today feeling inspired to move, feeling like you have a game plan to move, and that you're ready to join our movement challenge, which has technically kicked off by the time you're listening to this, but it is never too late to start. You can join the Berry Nation membership community today. You can join that movement challenge, and you can cross the start line with us. So before we dive into the conversation, Monique, will you introduce yourself for anybody that hasn't met you yet?
Yes. So my name is Monique. And like April said, I'm the owner of Thick Chicks Fitness. So body positive fitness community. And, I'm the all around for real when it comes to fitness, right? So I want it to be fun because I always say, if it ain't fun, it ain't for me, right? So it's like everything that it has to do with fitness, I'm going to keep it 100 with you all the time. So yeah, that's me, bariatric patient. I'm going to be going into year number three. And I know, right? And it's crazy in bariatric life. So I'm excited about this conversation as well, because I think as a bariatric patient, it's totally different than when you've had it, than when you've crossed over like year two past. This conversation is like, it's so spot on for me right now.
I so appreciate you saying that, Monique, because it is very true, right? What fitness looks like 6 months post-op is different from 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. I'm 5 years, right? We've got 3, 4, and 5 year represented on the screen right now. And as we move away from our surgery date, right, our world widens quite a bit, right? All of a sudden we see more around us. Our full life becomes more visible and accessible to us. And that incorporates movement. Movement is a pillar of Berry Nation, right? We have four pillars of bariatric success. Movement is the first one, mindset, metabolic wellness, and then community. And we do have to learn how to live our pillars every single day if we want to find personal wellness, right? That lasting success. And it is just something that trips us up, right? It's just a thing. And we are here to say it's okay that it's a thing. We all struggle with it, but we are here to cross that starting line together. All right. If you guys are ready, I say let's dive in. All right. So the first question I want to ask is where we all currently are when it comes to movement in our life. What are we feeling? What's our mindset? Jason, go first.
I mean, I moved myself into this room to record today. I mean, that's now, honestly, honestly, it's been kind of up and down with me, because as I was getting ready to get really started back into making movement a part of my daily routine again, I had started walking the stairs at work. I was getting really excited about doing, really starting to move again. And then I came down with this obnoxious sinus infection and couldn't breathe to walk the stair. Like I could hardly breathe to walk the stairs without sinus infection. So I knew with the sinus infection that was going to be a no-go. So we took a pause on that. Only problem is I'm still dealing with this sinus infection, and it's been almost 3 months now. So I'm up and down. I've been on and off antibiotics. So we're back on them again. Hopefully this knocks it out for good this time. But I was kind of in the same realm. I'm like, I kind of was looking to simplify it because I kind of got into that all or nothing. If I'm not going to go to the gym 6 days a week and go, you know, hard at it, like what's the point in even starting with anything until I can do that? And that's, I think, where a lot of us get into that, where it's kind of, I know it was, for me, it was a cop out because it's easier to not go than it is to go. So for me, I could just say, well, I'm not ready to go back and really exert as much effort as I need to. So I probably better wait until that. And we all know that I can wait all day. I can wait until I'm 90 years old. That's not going to come. I'm never going to just wake up and be like, bro, 7 days a week. Woo, let's go. I didn't go to the gym 7 days a week before that. So I'm not, before I had surgery. So I'm sure not going to go 7 days a week now. But I think this is an amazing conversation to talk about where we can start when it's time to do that.
And you know, we love and appreciate the real, because it's true, right? I literally, when I look back, so our movement challenge, which kicks off May 2nd, is a 7-week challenge. And I look back at my Peloton app, which is where I track all my fitness. And I was like, how much have I moved in the last 7 weeks? Yeah, it's 2 days. Two whole days. And that's recently. And I was like, oh, so my goal is to move more than 2 days in 7 weeks. And it is okay that we are not moving. It is okay that life threw some curveballs, some health stuff our way. That is life. So this conversation applies to you, no matter if you've never moved a day in your life, if you used to be a marathon runner. We all find ourselves at the starting line again. And it's how we cross the starting line that matters. So yeah, no, thank you, Jason, you always keep it real, but sometimes it's hard to say it. Sometimes it's hard to admit that, like, yeah, I ain't doing it. I am not doing the work.
No, it is really hard. And we've been talking about it at work, and I've kind of gotten with a group of people that walk a little bit around the buildings and stuff. So I've been starting to do that, knowing that I needed to get ready for the movement challenge. So that's where we've begun. So.
Hey, this is April. Jason, Nat, and I love making this podcast for you each and every week, but we need your help to keep it going. Become a Berry Nation podcast supporter for $5 a month and help us produce this show. Visit us online at berrynationpodcast.com to join us. Hey, you start with a village, you start with the people, you start with the nation. That's how you cross that start line. All right. Thank you, friend. Ms. Monique, where are you at with movement right now?
So 100%, I'm all the way ratchet when it comes to movement. Like, I'm just going to keep it real, right? Like, I wake up some days and I'm like, yes, we are going to do this 30 minutes. Girl, put your sneakers on. And then 15 minutes has gone by and I'm like messing around on Instagram, right? Or like, it'll be 10 minutes and I'm still on the toilet. Like, let's be honest, right? Like, that's my thinking space. So I feel great there. So, right? So then I'm like, I don't want to move right now. So it's all over the place. I got here after not moving for 30 days. And I was 100% transparent with that as the instructor, I took a pause, right? And I'll be honest, I had so much guilt. I had so much shame about it because I was like, how you, Monique, you're, you know, Miss Fitness, how are you taking a pause? But I needed the pause. Like, my body really needed to rest. And that was the one takeaway that I took from my rest period. So now where I'm at is like, if my body says, maybe not right now, not right now, right? We're just going to walk. I have a dog. I've got to walk him, right? So I'm like, okay, we're going to go for the 15 minutes. And if that's okay. But then I'm running a marathon, apparently, because they keep telling me that I'm doing this. I think it's a fun girls trip, but they keep saying, like, bring your sneakers. So I'm like, all right, I guess 26.2 miles. I don't know. So I'm supposed to be training for this marathon, but, you know, I don't know. It's all over the place. So I'm excited about this conversation because I think when it comes to fitness, especially in the bariatric world, like, it comes with a little bit of guilt and shame if you don't, you know, and that's the one takeaway that I hope that people really get from this is like, it's our own journey. Like, it's your own journey, you know, do you, man, like, and be okay with that. So
yeah, it's hard for people. I don't even like to drive 26.2 miles, so I applaud anyone who can run it. High five to you, because I'm not that guy. I don't think I'm ever going to be that guy. I just don't think so. I don't think I'm going to be that guy.
I don't think I'm that girl. And I've told everybody, like, if you see me laid out or if you hear on the news that there is a Black woman that's laid out in Savannah, Georgia, and she just fell out at like mile three, it's me. It's me. And somebody call my mama and tell her, your child is laid out. Come get her. So
Savannah is not appropriate weather for a marathon, man. That's assault of all your senses. I know.
That's what I thought. I said, girls trip. Okay. Sneakers.
That's a little swampy for a 26.2. I'm just saying, like, that's not, that's those lungs. Those lungs are built different for 26.2 in the swamps.
Oh my God. If you are listening to this podcast, I'm really going to encourage you hop on over to YouTube, because we are trying really hard to keep it together, which we are not doing a good job of, because we're trying not to talk over each other. We are dying of laughter But you know, props to you, Monique, and to this conversation, because we need to infuse a little fun into this movement conversation. And I very much appreciate you acknowledging sometimes our bodies are asking for something and we're not always the best at listening to them and then giving it what it needs. So that pause can be really hard when, like you said, we know that movement is a pillar of bariatric life. Right. But it's going to look and feel different at every stage and in every moment of our life. So really learning to tap into our bodies and give them what they're needing is a skill that we will be practicing in the movement challenge. So very much appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, friend. Miss Nat, where are you at with movement?
I'm in the ratchet category with Monique. I am also putting on my sneakers, sitting on the toilet. An hour goes by, I'm like, I'm just going to clean the kitchen. And that's my movement for today. Like, that's where I've been probably for the last 6 months or so. Off and on, I've had my moments of like, yeah, we're going to the gym and all that. No, it has not stuck. Part of it is health reasons. Part of it's life. But I am reinvigorated. I'm re-motivated to move my body. I'm feeling it, like, I feel my body craving movement. We had a wonderful chat with Laura Grabo a couple weeks ago about her walking every day. And I really got real and sat with myself and was like, what is something I can do on my lowest day? And that is walking 10 minutes. I can do that. I can walk 10 minutes. So that's my goal for this challenge, is just walk 10 minutes every day. That's it. That's all. Because I don't know how I'm going to feel. I'm not going to set this huge goal for myself, but I can do 10 minutes. But yeah, I am in the ratchet movement club with you, Monique. But I am not signing up for a marathon at all.
Yeah, I walked the Seattle Marathon in my mid-20s, I think, without doing a single day of training. And it was the worst experience of my life. Yeah.
In Seattle?
Yes. And it was pouring down rain. Yeah. Yeah. If you guys know Seattle, it is this beautiful emerald green city that is nothing but hills that go up and down like this. And 26 miles of that with zero training at 300 pounds. It's amazing that I'm with you today. Like, praise to all of the gods that have ever existed. So do not recommend. 0 out of 10. In fact, negative 10. Out of a positive 10.
I'm walking 26 feet in Seattle. That's all you get out of me. 26.2 feet. I make a whole new marathon and y'all can walk it with me. It'll be great.
I did feel bad for Jason when he visited, when we were like, oh, it's just right around the corner. It's not right around the corner. It's up like five hills.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, we Seattleites were like, oh, it's literally, it's like, it's just a few blocks. And then you're like, oh, wait, it's Seattle blocks. It's not a human block. It's a Seattle block. And that's a whole different thing. We are motivated by coffee, right? It's like, we know there's a Starbucks where we're going. But yeah, if you don't have that carrot dangling in front of you, it's a real like, what did you talk me into doing?
Well, I'm a hillbilly. I'm from Oklahoma. So blocks in Oklahoma are like little bitty. We don't, city blocks aren't a thing in Oklahoma. So look, I was ill prepared for Seattle. No hills, no block, no city blocks, none of that. But yeah, I made it. I lived.
We all are alive today, but lessons learned, to say the least. I am also chalking myself up in the Ratchet column. So apparently it's 4 for Ratchet today, because like I said, in the last 7 weeks, I have moved 2 whole days. And my goal is to move more than what I currently am now. I'm putting a number on it. I would like to move 4 days out of the 7. And I am counting as we count in Berry Nation. So in the Berry Nation universe, movement is anything above and beyond what you normally do throughout your day. So if you normally don't go for a 10-minute walk, that's movement. If you normally don't do a 1-minute chair yoga routine, that counts as movement. The thing that we really lean into and believe in Berry Nation is that movement is anything above and beyond what you do every day, and it is accessible to you right now. Right? That whole concept, or this whole idea that we can get very stuck in thinking about movement as things that we did in the past or movement that we want to do in the future, is what actually keeps us unable to make these decisions, because we're focusing on like where we want to be, or we're focusing on what we used to do. And when we do that, we can't actually take any action in this present moment. So we invite you to embrace this definition of movement. It has been powerful for us for a lot of different reasons, because our health changes, our ability changes as we move into surgery or we move away from our surgery date. So we want to make sure that we are focusing on movement with that definition, because that makes it accessible for you and me and everybody. So now that we kind of know where we're all at with movement, and we have defined what movement is for us in Berry Nation, Monique, as one of our amazing movement experts, where do you recommend people start if they don't even know where that starting line is?
Hey, this is April, one of your hosts. If the Berry Nation podcast has made a positive impact on your life, become a supporter. For $5 a month, you can help us produce this podcast. Your support would mean the world to us. Visit us online at berrynationpodcast.com to learn more.
So I'm going to be honest, this question, when I heard we were going to do this, I was like, oh, I don't know, because I tell people like, just put your shoes on. But then I was like, no. So I had to sit in it like for a minute, and then I had to consult some experts. Right. And the first thing that everybody kind of said is like, it starts mindset. Right. And I know we're talking about movement, but like it starts with the mindset, because if you're mentally not in a place where you're going to like do it, it's not for you right now. You know what I mean? And that's the thing that I feel like a lot of people feel that pressure of like, I've got to walk 30 minutes. No, if your mind is like, I need to rest, I need to take the break. So it's like, get your mind right. So that's always the first and foremost place I tell people, like, get your mind right. Right. So that's the first thing. Second thing, and people are going to be like, oh my gosh, she got real notes and do. So second thing, talk to your doctor, right? Especially people sleep on this part, especially when it comes to movement and bariatric patients, because what I've seen, and this is just me looking through, you know, the grams and stuff, people will get bariatric surgery and then they'll be like, I'm going to run a marathon tomorrow. And I'm like, but girl, you just had surgery yesterday. Like, talk to a medical professional. And I'm not saying a certified fitness instructor, which is what I am. Talk to a medical professional who is going to advise you. Like right now, I advise you do this because your body is here. Like Jason said, he's sick, right? So your doctor's going to say, well, you need to rest up, because if you work out when you're sick, you're only going to get sicker, right? It's like, consult your doctor, first thing. And then the third thing, which is I think what everybody wants to hear, start. So you're going to start, but when you start, you're going to start slow, right? So you're not going to go out there and do all the things. And this part of the conversation, just so I can like frame the stage, I was running a 10K. I use that term running very loosely, very loose, super loose, right? Flimsy like, with my trainer. And I said, you know, I'm just kind of like, where do I tell people what expectations? And she said, you know what? Like I told you, start small. So she said, if you're doing strength training, maybe start once a week. And maybe you do 10 reps. Okay, cool. You got that down 4 weeks. Next week, instead of you going out and buying more stuff because you've accomplished this, up your reps. So instead of doing 10, maybe you do 20, right? And every week you kind of build up to that. And then she said the same thing with walking, right? If you've never worked out a day in your life, start small. Put on your sneakers, right? And maybe walk a block, walk to the mailbox, right? Walk down the street and come back. And honestly, when I had surgery, that was what I did for a whole month. I literally just walked to the end of the block and I came back. And mind you, when I had surgery, I had been doing fitness for like 3 years. But I was like, you know what, Monique, start small. Because in my mind, I'm like, oh, I'm lighter. I can do everything. But no, my body is like, right? My body's like, no. So it's like, start small, right? And if you're not sure of where starting small is, I tell people like, do something that you like, right? Because yeah, we want to run. I don't know why bariatric patients think running is the thing, but I'm like, you know, running is not everybody's jam. Like, I love to dance, right? And honestly, I have two left feet. I don't know how I teach fitness, but I'm like, you know, it's okay. I'm not the best at it. That's why I'm usually in the back in my group. But you know what? It brings me joy. So when I dance, even around the kitchen, dude, that counts, right? I'll throw on four songs. I'll be cleaning. Movement, hello. One of my friends was like, I was doing the yard, and you know, so her watch went off. And I was like, dude, I see your movement. She was like, oh, I was just gardening. And I said, dude, put some respect on that. Like, you did that. You moved today. You know what I mean? So I think sometimes we overlook the small things and the things that we enjoy. Those are the things that, you know, we really should do. So if you like boxing, right, go to a boxing class, try it out. Like, don't be afraid to try things out. And then my last thing is listen to your body. Listen to your body, right? Well, not the last thing, but listen to your body. That's one thing. And then the last thing is find community, right? Because that's the one thing that I will be honest with you has been the game changer for me. If I didn't have community people behind me saying, Monique, you look tired. Are you okay? Yeah. Or Melanie, who's one of my really good friends, saying, I didn't see your watch go off. What the hell's wrong with you? Like, literally, that's what the text message will say. What the hell's wrong with you? Right. And then vice versa. And it's like, if you don't have a strong community behind you, that can be all the difference. So if you're watching this and you're like, oh man, I need this, you need to plug in. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, Berry Nation has been a serious game changer for me. And my good girlfriend Melanie was like, Monique, you need to get in Berry Nation because I feel like you're lonely. And I was like, no, but I am. And she said, but you don't have to be. You don't have to be by yourself. And I found so much community here in Berry Nation. So, you know, community is like a big part of it. So those are my little tips.
There's a lot of goodness, and I think we're going to break down all of this in a second. The thing that really stood out to me, Monique, is starting small. As you were talking, I thought back to when I started my journey, right? About coming up on 4 years of just starting. And I thought, oh, what do I love to do? I love to walk. That was something my grandma did every single day, was walking. And so I started doing that. And I did it fairly consistently, until last fall is really the first time I really fell out of walking every day. But that was because I started small. I started with going around the block, or I started with going up one hill and coming back down. I started with these baby steps, but they were really impactful. And I think that all or nothing mindset that we referenced earlier just comes into play the farther out we get. You know, we talked about like our world expanding as we go out from surgery, and it's like it almost expands to the point where we just forget how to start again because we're so consumed, and we think about, oh, I should know how to move my body, and I should be able to lift 300 pounds by now, and I should be able to run a marathon by now. And it's like sometimes we just have to meet ourselves where we're at right now. And it's a pride thing. I think a part of it is a pride aspect of like, Oh, I'm starting again, because that's for me anyway. I was thinking to myself yesterday, like, I need to walk every day because that's what I love to do. And I remember doing starting out, 4 years ago. And then I was like, but I was like 400 pounds when I did when I started. And I like that was all I could do at the time. And it's like, well, right now, this is all you can do. This is what you can do right now. And that's okay. And so these are just my rambling thoughts as I'm listening to you talk. It's like, it's okay if what you have capacity for right now is the same as your capacity when you started your bariatric journey. So that just like connected in my brain, and I had to get it out of my brain for a second. But thank you, Monique, truly for saying that.
Yeah, I thought it was good that you did reference speaking to your doctor first, surgeon, doctor, whoever that may be, because I was in a place where I thought I was doing all the right things. I was going to the gym hard. I was going to the gym, at least 6 days a week. I was really putting in the time, 2 and a half hours a day, really putting in like full body workouts. And then I go to my doctor for just my primary care doctor for just a regular checkup. And she's like, dude, your blood pressure is nuts. And I'm like, oh, I was like, but I was like, because I was so excited to tell her, I was like, I ran on the treadmill today, 2 minutes uninterrupted, nonstop. Like, I haven't done that in 20 whatever years. And she was like, yeah, don't do it again. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, you're not like you're don't with your blood pressure the way it is, you're going to hurt yourself. You're going to, something's going to happen. Don't go back to the gym until we get this under control. And everything just stopped. Like, I thought I was killing it, and I thought I was doing great, doing everything that was best for me, and then find out that I'm hurting myself more than anything. And to be honest, that's been the biggest thing for me to not to, to that's kept me from going back, because I'd been cleared to go back, and then I was just kind of like, eh. And just never really found the, found the will to get back in there. But that's kind of the thing. Like, had I never had got that stop from my PCP, like, I probably still would be going, like, everything would be fine, like, the gains would be nuts. Or I could not be here right now because I could have popped a vessel. I could have had an aneurysm. Like, a lot of things could have happened that would, keep me from doing that. So talking to your doctor is extremely important for two of those reasons, so that you keep yourself as healthy as possible. And also, it's very disheartening to have, to think you're doing something right and find out that you're not. So that was an amazing takeaway for me.
Those setbacks are real. And I know for myself, what I'm starting to understand is I live so much of my life in the past and in the future. I am constantly thinking about what I used to be able to do, and I am constantly thinking about what I hope I can do in the future. And it absolutely prevents me from taking any action now because I'm not actually operating in reality. Our life changes and circumstance change more frequently than what we realize. Because what worked for me last month or 2 months might not work for me now. Right now, I was thinking about right in the last 18 months, every part of your life has changed. Your job, your living situation, where you live, everything, right? So to think back to the walking that you used to do when you were in Seattle with Hooper is not anywhere close to what your life is like now. So it makes sense that what you used to do doesn't feel right now. You need a completely different routine. You need a new practice. But if we're trying to do an old practice in a new place, it's never going to line up. It's never going to be a perfect fit.
And I
And the
think that's why that question of where do I start is so important. Sorry, April, I just wanted to say that.
No, I'm like, yes, yeah, it is. Because we have to start where we are now. We literally have to look at what is going on in my life, what is my capacity, right? What is going to fit best for me right now? I've been cleared by my doctor. I'm feeling called to move. What is going to work now? Not what worked before, not what's going to work in the future today. And I had that really powerful moment today. I made a reel about it on Instagram. I shared it in the community. I was beating myself up over getting back on my Peloton bike because all I was thinking up here was, well, You're going to be exhausted. You're going to be out of breath. This is going to hurt. This is going to be painful. You're right back to ground zero. I was saying all these negative things in my brain, but those thoughts were what was preventing me from just clipping into the bike. And I had to work past the guilt and the shame that I was heaping on myself about clicking that beginner button, about clicking 20 minutes, clicking 15 minutes. And it was like, why am I making myself feel bad about doing something positive? Why am I doing this? It made no sense to me. And I finally just got to the place where it was like, you know what, little April up here, you just need to shut the hell up, go click into your bike, click beginner, and click go. That's where the starting line is. And I am over making myself feel bad about doing things that are actually beneficial for me. I'm over it. I'm guilting and I'm shaming myself for things that I don't have to do. And it's preventing me from crossing that start line. And I crossed it with community, right? Monique, that the first moment that I really got that positive push to get back into movement was when I joined you at your movement meetup. It was that Friday night, and it was the most amazing meetup. And we really talked about this conversation. And it was where you had said, somebody came to you and was like, great, just start. Well, where the hell's the start line? And I was like, oh, holy shit. Yep.
Yeah. It's real, right? It's real. And I think for bariatric patients especially, we carry so much guilt and shame, right? Yeah. Because it's like, if I don't move, I'm going to gain my weight back. If I don't move, what they said is going to be right. Right? Like, I will be fat forever. That, and it goes all along with, like, cause trust me, I hear that playing in my head all the time, right? Like, I'm going to be this way forever if I don't get up and if I don't go to walk, I'm going to be this way, you know, and it's all going to come back if I don't do the thing. And it's like, no, calm down. One day of you not moving is not going to make, you know, even one day of you not eating right, one slice of cake is not going to put your weight back on. You know what I mean? But as bariatric patients, we carry that. It's like we carry it on our shoulders, right? We carry that shame of like, I don't want them to say I'm going to gain it back. I don't want to hear what family has to say or what my friend who said I didn't need surgery is going to say. You know, so all those things that we have, like you said, April, up here, all those things, right, go into movement. And if I can take it like another notch as a Black woman, right, I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. This hair has been a situation, okay? Like all the way, like you wanna keep your hair fresh, you wanna keep your hair nice, but then it's like, if I work out too much, it's gonna be sweaty, then it's gonna look crazy. And so I've personally gone through this whole thing about being natural, and I carry a lot of guilt and shame here. It's here in my hair, right? And I was just finally like, you know what? Fuck it. Sorry, I hope I can say that, but fuck it. Like, I don't care. Like, it's going to be wild and crazy and free because I don't want this to hold me back from working out. But I hear that all the time. Oh, girl, I can't come to your class. I just got my hair done. Oh, girl, I can't. My braids is fresh, you know, or I just glued this lace front down. I can't. And I'm like, bro, so, okay. I don't want hair to like hold me back, but it's like, it's so many things. Like, it's not just about movement. A lot of times it's the back stuff.
I'm so glad that you said that. I have a lot of friends that have told me the same thing. Yeah, I would go to hot yoga, but you know, my hair, or I just got a facial, or like something along those lines. I am guilty of doing it. Oh, I just got my hair done. I don't want to have to take a shower because that strips all the color out. The longer you can go without showering after you get your hair done, the longer it lasts. And I mean, I'm guilty of it. We find all of these things, these blockages, but it's almost like we're seeking them to give us, like Jason said, the out, you know, of like, well, if I get my hair done, then I don't have to work out, or I don't have to move my body because I'm going to get sweaty and I don't want to blah, 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 blah. And it's a, is an interesting thing to navigate. And I'm just curious, Monique, how maybe you personally move through those moments and how you encourage others and your clients, like those that you work with. How do you help them move through it, and how do you move through that?
Yeah, so I always ask people, like whenever we're having like a consult, hey, I want to join class, but I'm scared, right? And a lot of times that's what I hear. Like, I'm scared. I'm scared because I don't think I can. And I always share with people, like, I've been there. I have been there. And I'm scared that my body's not going to be able to do what I want it to do, right? And then when it comes to the hair, man, just here recently, I just had to say, you know what? I don't care anymore. Like, I'm 44 now, and I'm just like, I heard at 44 you can just do whatever the hell you want to do. So you're gonna take it or leave it. You know what I mean? You're gonna take it or leave it. But like, you're right. It's a lot. It's those things that I think I was kind of looking for an excuse, like, oh, I've got my braids done, so I can't. But some women, it pains me to see that because I see it all the time. I'll see somebody that I know really could benefit from a fitness class, not because of the fitness, right? So for me, when I go to fitness classes, that's where I get all my endorphins, right? Because I'm around people, I feel good, my body feels good, I get the laughter, I get the joy, right? And honestly, if you go to a fitness class and you're not getting that, well, look at your class, right? Look at your class, look at your instructor. But it's like, I want to get those. And so I always try to tell women, like, try it. Even if you come to class and you try maybe 5 minutes of it, it's okay. If you got to sit off to the side, that's okay. But just come, because I guarantee you, like, you will see what the difference is.
Yeah, it's good that you bring up that the point about, you finally finding the courage to just go natural and not worry about it, because I know culturally that's a huge thing. And there is a lot of shame and guilt in just natural hair for, in cultural situations. So it's so freeing to find that you were able to do that, because I know how hard that is. And it's, it shedding the shame and guilt in just the post bariatric world is hard enough, and then culturally on top of that, there's a lot of things to unpack in that realm. But I'm super glad that you talked about that, because I do know that there are a lot of people, like you said, that do use the same things as reasons as to not. So thank you for sharing that. That's awesome.
We reach all kinds of these like fork in the road moments in life and along our bariatric journey. And we have to, the work of weight loss surgery is these kinds of conversations that we have with ourselves, right? So many of us go into surgery, I'm just going to eat less and it'll be fine. Nope, that's not the work of weight loss surgery at all. It is these private, intimate conversations that we have with ourselves that help us either move ahead or can keep us kind of where we're at now. And these moments that we have in our life about like, well, what is more important to me now? Is moving more important? Is going in that direction more important than this? And that is really what it comes down to. Because I think at the heart of these moments where we find ourselves a little bit paralyzed and unable to cross that start line, is it's going to prove either one of two things. It's either going to prove that all of the negative things we've been telling about ourselves all these years is actually right, or we're going to have the evidence that all of these things we've been telling ourselves are not actually true. And both of those discoveries can be really hard to take in, no matter what it is, right? Because I don't really want to prove myself right, but I also don't want to prove myself wrong. Because if I do this and it turns out I can do it, then I've been keeping myself stuck for all these years. But if I try it and I don't do it, oh, wow, I really am not as strong or fit or whatever as what I thought. But here's the thing. You're going to experience that no matter what. No matter what. And that realization, breaking through that and just acknowledging that, is how you move ahead. it might feel safe to not understand that, right? To not have that aha moment, but feeling safe is keeping you the same. It's keeping you stuck. It's keeping you in the exact same position that you are right now. And maybe that's truly the best place for you right now. Okay. But if it's not, if you have this inkling, this calling, this little light, this burning sensation inside of you that's like, I think I'm ready to actually learn something about myself. I think I'm ready to move forward. I think I am ready to move beyond this place that I am right now. You're going to have to learn to survive whatever outcome awaits for you on that other end. And I think all four of us are here to say we have survived it. We have discovered that, oh, nope, I guess that was true. I am not ready for that. Or I'm not to that fitness level where I can complete the whole class. We've also gotten to the point where it's like, oh shit, I can do that. Oh my God, I could have been doing this the whole time. But we're all here. We survived that. We learned how to move past that. And the work of weight loss surgery is having these conversations with yourself and just doing it, testing those boundaries. That's how you change. That's how you grow. That's how you get out of where you are at right now. Not pleasant, but the reward for doing the work is that you get to move forward. You get to kind of unstick yourself and find out new things really about yourself, which is what the whole journey was about, right? We had weight loss surgery to live a different life. And then all of a sudden we find ourselves on the precipice of being able to live a different life. And we're like, ooh, I don't know if I actually want that. Yeah, we know it's scary. We know it's scary, but nothing changes if nothing changes. If you don't change, nothing is going to look any different for you on the other side of surgery. And when we talked about, right, how right after surgery, right, bariatric surgery is like right here. It's all that you can look at. But as you move away from surgery, all of a sudden you start seeing more around you. You start seeing more around your life. And that's the capacity that bariatric surgery can give you. And that is the wider view that you can take in if you choose to do the work of weight loss surgery. Monique.
Yeah, I totally agree. I feel like, why do we have weight loss surgery, right? To live a happier, healthier life, right? So it's like, that's always my end goal. Like, I want to be around for 100 years and maybe not 100, but like long. Now, like Jason said, like my dad recently lost a toe, right? From diabetes. So that was really the kick in the pants for me to be like, okay, so like you said that you had weight loss surgery because you were pre-diabetic and you didn't want to have, you know, take medicine and things like that. So like, what are we really doing here? It was like, I had to have a whole conversation with myself and the things that I did, like you said, April, when you start, you know, when you start your journey, because let's be honest, weight loss surgery starts before, the journey starts before we have surgery, right? And it looks totally different. Now I'm all about like self-care, pouring into myself. You know what I mean? Like I want to be happy on the inside. And don't get me wrong, people do not come for me, right? If you go to the gym 7 days a week and that's your jam. But for me, it's like, you got to find what works for you, you know, not trying to be like everybody else that you see on social media or that you see from your doctor's office, you know, because you know how they show them reels and stuff. Like, no, find what works for you and what makes you happy, you know? So,
yep. I was going to say, what's the one takeaway that you hope people leave this conversation with? I think that's it. You read my mind. You read my mind, friend. We know how scary moving can be. We are living that with you. And every time we sit down with any expert to have a conversation on movement, it really goes in this direction because movement and mindset are intimately married, right? It's the million year relationship that exists in us. And unpacking movement and starting movement also means that we unpack our mindset. And this conversation hopefully has sparked or encouraged you to have that own conversation with yourself about movement and the role that you want it to play in your life. And if you are ready to move, if you are feeling called to start, join our movement challenge. It is not too late. If you are listening to this when the podcast drops, we are in week one, which means you can join. If you're listening to this and we are in week six, you can still join. Our movement challenge is about helping you start where you are right now and providing you that community that you can plug into to power up that movement journey. When we plug into community, really great things can happen for us. So we invite you to join our challenge. You set your own goal, and we are there to encourage, inspire, and motivate you every step of the way. Go to berrynation.mn.co, join the community, and join the challenge. It's a part of membership, and we would love to see you there. Monique, where can people connect with you outside of the Berry Nation membership community?
Yeah, so you can go to www.thethickchicks, and that's CHIXX.com, and also The Thick Chicks on all social media. If you want to do a quick workout, find us on YouTube, and we have free workouts on YouTube as well.
The YouTube is amazing. The Instagram is wonderful. And we will make sure that we link all of this in the show notes. So if you are listening or watching this podcast, head down to the podcast description and you can just click those links right there. Jason, my friend, you want to take us out?
Yes, ma'am. Monique, thank you so much for all of your expertise, your time and effort today. It was amazing. We always have fantastic conversations with you, and we can't thank you enough. To the community, thank you guys so much for all of the love and support you guys have shown us, because we wouldn't be doing what we're doing here today without you guys. Telling friends to tell friends to tell friends, so that the little people in the little corners of the internet that are haven't been heard of, you know, they can come find us and they can get all the support and community that they need, because that's how this works. So just remember, at the end of the day, you've got this, we've got you, and we will see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye, friends.